A good year to consider a cover crop. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. An environmental scientist with the Iowa Soybean Association says he's seeing increased interest in cover crops this fall as a way of holding nitrogen in the soil following the very dry 2012 growing season. Chris Jones says the lower yields caused by the drought mean more N is being left in the fields. Jones says a cover crop such as rye, oats, or radishes planted this fall can help sequester or tie up that nitrogen that would otherwise be lost.
It's important to remember that just because the cover crops are using the nitrogen doesn't mean that nitrogen is gone. It's there, tied up by the cover crops, and when they die, then it becomes available to the crops in subsequent years. And so we believe it's an economically favorable practice to try. So it's a win-win for everybody. We preserve our valuable raw materials that we need for crop production, that being the nitrogen, and we also reduce erosion and improve water quality. I think rye is probably the most common thing that we're seeing right now, but there's a multitude of options for farmers to consider. And if you look at the cost of seed plus the application cost, that's running, I think, about $29 to $35 an acre. And when you look at the amount of nitrogen that can be sequestered or saved by those cover crops, that cost for seed and application compares very favorably to the amount of nitrogen that can be retained in the soil. There is some concern that cover crops might use moisture in these dry conditions that otherwise our grain crops would use next spring, but there's a lot of evidence that the cover crops like rye and oats and radishes, they actually act as a living mulch and prevent evaporation of water from the soil. And so they actually can enhance the moisture conditions for the crops next year. We do not recommend lowering the nitrogen rate just because cover crops are integrated into the production system. Farmers shouldn't assume that there's an immediate benefit in terms of fertilization by using cover crops. Rather, the cover crops are more of a long-term investment in the production system. And so they improve soil health, enhance the amount of organic material in the soils. And so the benefits are really dispersed over many years. Implementing this practice, again, is more of a long-term strategy rather than a short-term benefit that might enable farmers to reduce fertilizer use next spring.
Iowa Soybean Association environmental scientist Chris Jones, brought to you by CarQuest Auto Parts with over 3,000 locations across North America. Great people, great products, and great prices. CarQuest Auto Parts. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.